Greetings, precious students. Glory be, I adore you. I am Sanat Kumara, Melchizedek, Venus. Please, first question.
My name is Katharina Sanat Kumara. Throughout your book, The Ascension Dimension, you repeat the phrase, divine blueprint, step forward and be, I am. Exactly, what does that mean?
God bless you, sweet one. You know, sweetheart, for the purpose of our recording, I'm going to ask you once again to go ahead and get closer to the speaker. Beloved V is having a very difficult time hearing you. I need you to get closer to the speaker. Please share your name very clearly and firmly and state that question very, very eloquently once more, sweet one.
My name is Katharina Sanat Kumara. Throughout your book, The Ascension Dimension, you repeat the phrase, divine blueprint, step forward and be, I am. Exactly, what does that mean?
Thank you, precious Katharina. God bless you for asking. All right, so she refers to the each chapter within Ascension Dimension. At the very end, I repeat a mantra, divine blueprint, step forward, and be, I am. Clearly, students, everyone on planet Earth walks in with what we call a human contract. Now, the human contract is based upon their past incarnations, and not necessarily all planet Earth. In that contract is what I call unfinished business. Your planet refers to karma. I would say that your planet at large is clueless on what karma truly means. So I will keep it shorter and sweeter by calling it unfinished business. And in that unfinished business, there is a vibration. So in that vibration, the student is learning. They are learning how to reconnect their brain with divinity, with that which created them, with divine source. And in that reconnection, they are stepping into what I refer to as divine blueprint. You are all aware on Earth of a blueprint. You know that you build your buildings. You create much with a blueprint. And it is put upon a piece of paper, and it's a map. It is a direction. It gives one a guidance system of how to create something that they want to create. So internally, inside each of you on planet Earth, is what I call God Cell. In God Cell is what Holy Creator refers to as your map, divine coding, divine blueprint. Who gifted you that? That which created you, gave you that blueprint. You have spent more incarnations trying to access that blueprint than you truly want to think about. Eventually, you will access that blueprint full time. Eventually, your brain will make a conscious decision to allow divine source to guide it back to that which created it. So when I gift the mantra at the end of a chapter, I am decreeing to that individual who is reading it, I am decreeing to their brain, remember, remember that which created you. Remember, you have a divine blueprint. And I am holding the vigil that Mr. Brain will allow divine blueprint to step forward. And when I say be, I am, that is that which created Mr. Brain. God bless you for asking. Second question, please.
Beloved Sanakumara, this is Laura. In your teachings, you use the term misqualified energy. Would you please expand on what is meant by misqualified energy and how self-sacrifice is misqualified energy?
God bless you, sweet one. So precious Laura asks about misqualified energy, and then she also asks, how does self-sacrifice, shall we say, mimic misqualified energy? Two subjects here, I will address both. Misqualified energy, students, would be anything that is less than freedom, fulfillment, liberation. You all walk in to a incarnation, and in this one we call it human. And in that experience, your brain decides to experiment with energy. He doesn't really go out that gate saying, today I'm going to go experience energy. I'm going to go experiment with energy. No. On Earth, Mr. Brain calls it a career. He calls it a bank account. He calls it family. He calls it knowledge. He calls it this, that, and the other. And yet, it's energy. Holy Creator waits, lovingly and ever so supporting, to watch and observe what Mr. Brain will do with all of that energy. Now let me backtrack for just a very quick moment and decree here that it's all energy, students. What are you going to do with it? And in addition to that, I will say you are either master of energy or energy is master of you. You are all learning how to become a master of energy, shall we laughingly say, in the nanosecond. Truly, it is now. However, Mr. Brain has a difficult time wrapping around now. Misqualified energy. When the energy came to Mr. Brain, or shall we say, when Mr. Brain went to the energy, it works both ways, students. It's energy. It's the isness. Let's just imagine Mr. Brain taking a scoop of that energy. He puts it in his hand and he looks at it and he says, now, I guess I'm going to go do this with it. Or I'm going to go do that. If Mr. Brain does not do it, work with energy as a master, if he is not capable of working with that energy as a master of energy, the energy becomes misqualified. Only a master of energy qualifies energy. When energy is qualified, it remains complete. It is not less than energy. It remains complete. It requires no thing. It is and of itself complete. This is energy that I call freedom, fulfillment, liberation. That is the best connotation I can give to Mr. Brain at this time. Self-sacrifice. Well, we could talk about this for a while, students. I will again keep this short and sweet. For purposes of Mr. Brain, let us just look back for a quick moment. In all of his searching, in all of his wanderings, in all of his seekings, somewhere along the way, he decided that he was lacking in fulfillment for his vessel, whom I call your me. Mr. Brain was aware on some level that he was not capable of fulfilling his beloved little me. And so he attempted to be good enough. He attempted to fill spaces in the journey of his me with this, that, and the other. And while he kept filling and filling and filling, eventually he took on martyr. He took on sacrifice. He took on less than, because he experienced separation from that which created him. God bless Mr. Brain. He has attempted to be good enough for more eons of experience than he cares to remember. Separation has been an amazing journey for him. He has learned much. He has garnered and gathered true value deep within his consciousness of understanding how mortal he is. Deep within his awareness, he is clearly understanding that there is immortality. And he is very aware that in self-sacrifice, he will not find immortality. He knows he will continue to repeat birth and death. There is only one that can heal Mr. Brain. That would be Divine Source, that which created Mr. Brain. Eventually, he will be able to return to that which created him. And when he does, it is with great honor, love, and respect that he is received by Holy Creator. No judgment, no self-sacrifice, no misqualified energy, for Mr. Brain will return in divine unity in divine awareness, in divine love, knowing that he only separated because he decided he wanted to try something different. Holy Creator does not judge, and all Holy Creator sees is a different journey. That is all Holy Creator will ever see, for Holy Creator allows. There is no division in Holy Creator. Holy Creator allows, receives, surrenders, is thankful, and follows through with divine purpose in energy. God bless you. I love you. I am Sanat Kumara, Melchizedek Venus.